Welcome on back to the Career Explorers. It's the podcast where we connect you to information about different careers that you can practice in Harford County or beyond. A little different perspective on the show this time, talking today to those high schoolers, those seniors, because this is a very crucial time in your lives when you're looking to plan for your future. And you're going to be asking yourself some pretty life-changing questions from now on, and it's a really big decision. So how do you do that? How does one begin to plan to enter a career? And if you like helping people choose their careers for a living, you might want to consider being a career counselor or some kind of a career coach. My information specialist today I'll be talking to is Shannon Collins, the Chief Operating Officer for Lightwork Publishing. Shannon, you are so welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I want to just kind of dive right into it. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your personal story. Talk to me about how you came to work here at Lightwork Publishing, and what was kind of your own high school experiences? You know, did you have a career counselor too at the same time? Anyone that was, you know, impacting your life and giving you training?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I'll start with just my story, how I got interested in helping students in high school think about things that they want to do as far as a career and helping them think early about them. When I was in high school, I did not have a career counselor, and I had an idea about what I wanted to do, but I had one idea, and that was it, and that was to be a clinical psychologist. And so I did the work of trying to figure out on my own, really, what were the requirements, what type of degree I needed, and how long it would take. And I did that, and I went all the way as far as working on my doctorate degree in clinical psychology.
Wow.
When I finally realized that it was not what I wanted to do.
Okay. All right.
And I think at that point, I was talking with a professor who was a tenure professor at the university at the time, and she told me, you know, you're smart, you're capable, you can finish this program, but I don't think it's what you want to do. And she realized that she was in a career and she was a professional in her career and she was not doing what she wanted to do. And so she was encouraging me to really think if it was what I wanted to continue to pursue or if I wanted to pursue, find out what it is that I wanted to do.
Right.
And pursue that. And that was very scary, especially when at that point I've dedicated, you know,
yeah,
many years,
yeah,
much hard work to pursue one career. But when I asked myself, I realized that it wasn't what I wanted to do. And so I ended up leaving my doctorate program with my master's. And I went to figure out what it is that I did want to do. And long story short, my husband and I, we met and we got married. We both had a background in academia. At that time, I was a student advisor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville. And so I went from leaving my career path that I was on for many years because it wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to be more involved in the lives of people than my career would have allowed.
Okay.
And so becoming an academic advisor, I found a love for helping students answer hard questions when it comes to their futures.
There you go.
And so from there, my husband and I, we actually started our own company, which is Lightwork Enterprise, formerly Lightwork Publishing. And we wanted to continue to do that on just a greater scale, helping and meeting students in a very important part of their life and helping them answer hard questions like, where do I want to go and who do I want to be as far as a professional?
So it happened to you. You found yourself in a degree program that you were like, oh man, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, right.
So it happened to you. So, and I think that's one of the things that so many high school students and young adults getting to be young professionals are so frightened of. Mm-hmm. They're scared about, oh my God, what if I put all this time, all this money and dedication and hard work into, especially with a doctorate program, wow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I put all of this hard work into this degree, what if I'm having a change of heart?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, right?
That's right.
It happens.
Right.
Don't be afraid, but take steps,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
And that's what I'm going to ask you next. So So let's just kind of piggyback off of that a little bit. You had your own personal experience, right?
That's right.
And what were some of the steps that you took to change your course? Because that's, if you're feeling trapped, there's no worse feeling than that, you know?
That's right.
So, and for students, young ones out there, especially high school seniors, if you're listening, don't be afraid. It can happen.
That's right.
You know, but you can change the course.
That's right. So what happened after that? I left my position as a student academic advisor. I moved to be closer to my family. My husband and I had our first son, and so we wanted to move to be closer to family.
Sure.
And in that, my husband and I began to think about how we could develop and create something that will be helpful to students. My husband was a teacher. By training, he is a Spanish teacher, a middle school teacher.
Wow.
And so we both have worked with students most of our professional career, and we decided to write a book. And so we wrote the After Graduation Plan. At that time, I wasn't thinking about going into a new career field yet. It was just something that I was passionate about, my husband was passionate about, and so we wrote this actual book. And then we just kind of had a conversation and said, why don't we become publishers, publish this ourselves and start our own company? And that's just kind of where it kind of went from there. And so to answer, though, how did I move careers from going on a path that I no longer wanted to be on to being on a path that I am now happy with was entrepreneurship.
Right.
Now, I will mention, I did go as far as the doctoral level in a career that I then left, but I gained so many skills, thinking, critical thinking.
Yep.
You have to be creative. You have to learn to work hard. Those skills I still use, and they have become very helpful to me as a business owner. And so research skills that I developed for psychology, I use now for business. And
wow.
Writing skills that I developed going to the doctoral level, I use that now. And so there's basic skills that are transferable. And so when I made the transition through entrepreneurship of actually creating my own business with my husband, I just brought all the skills that I developed over time, and they've been very, very helpful.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That is one of the success stories that we love here at WHFC.
Yes.
And I love that word, transferable skills, because that's really one of the things that we practice and we preach here at WHFC. It's confidence, it's improvisational skill, it's public speaking skills, and all of those kinds of things can be transferred into different careers.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like your academic journey, even though you realized it wasn't exactly what you wanted to do, you used what you learned and then you applied it to something
right.
that you really were passionate about.
That's right.
And I guess it might sound, you know, just cliche saying it now, but it's the truth. A degree mm-hmm. is a degree.
That's right.
And it shows an employer that you can complete something. It shows
That's
an
right.
employer that you're able to be tenacious enough to explore and to go after something and fulfill it to its end and see it through. But all those things that you learned, you're applying. And I love this whole entrepreneurship idea too. And I want to talk to you again about the entrepreneurship and creating your own company, because that's a big thing too. You know, having the vision really to see yourself as the head of something, that takes business skills too. And that's also something that you need to pick up. And so let me just kind of piggyback off of this. We're going down all these avenues. We're going to get to some more questions, I promise, but you're giving me a lot of great stuff here. In the pursuit of entrepreneurship, you know, you went to school to be a clinical psychologist, but they don't necessarily teach you business skills.
Right.
So where did you pick up the business skills?
Yeah, so that was, an issue that came up because I didn't have the business background. My husband didn't have the business background. And so, yes, we have this great idea. And this happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. I mean, people who I've met, people who are surgeons, and they now want to open up their own business because they have a technology they want to develop.
Sure.
But they don't know how to go about it because to understand how to operate as a business and that is two totally different things than, you know, pursuing something such as, you know, psychology and so forth. So there had to be some creativity, a lot of reading. So there are a lot of different companies that will help a person who wants to start their own business and doesn't have the training They'll help guide you through that. There was a company that offered online courses to understand the basics of business. And so there's a lot, I think with just the internet, there's so much information out there. There are YouTube videos that I was watching, just books that I was picking up, trying to understand the process of business. There are a lot of community organizations as well, like local organizations, just like in every state. So the Chamber of Commerce, for every county. So we're a part of the Chamber of Commerce. We also help with the education committee as well here in Hartford County. That's a good place to start. They were helpful to us. And so there's just, for us, there was first online learning. And then from online learning, you realize the local organizations and nonprofits that will help people understand the 101 of financing for business, for entrepreneurs and business owners. There's so many resources out there. You just have to know where to look. And I think the first place to start would be online, YouTube videos, different organizations, companies will help you. But just doing a Google search, the basics of business, I think is a good place to start.
So when the will is strong enough.
That's right.
The way shows you forward. Talking on the Career Explorers with Shannon Collins. She is the chief officer. Let me rephrase that. She is the, is that correct? Did I say that right?
Chief operating officer.
She is the chief operating officer for Lightwork Enterprise.
That's right.
Right? Okay. The name has changed. It's still the same great place.
That's right.
So let me just kind of get back to being that student, right?
Okay.
And let's say I'm in high school, right? That's been a long time ago. The hair's starting to get gray, and you know, but let's say I'm back there, all right. And I wish I had these kinds of resources available to me when I was learning, but let's say that I'm in high school and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. What are some of the techniques, and what are some of those hard questions that I need to be asking myself? Putting myself in those shoes.
Yeah, so I think a very basic question is asking, what are you good at and what do you like to do? Is there a profession that lines up with the things in which you are skilled to do, you're good at, and the things in which you enjoy doing as well? I would say definitely your guidance counselor is a good place to start.
Okay.
A lot of schools do have tests that you can take that'll kind of help you, because some students may say, I don't know what I'm good at. There are aptitude tests that you can take that kind of give you some direction to kind of point out some of the skills that you may have, and you can kind of go from there. That's a good place to start. I think high school is just a really great place to explore careers. A lot of schools will have some type of programming to help students explore careers. But a good place, just those basic questions of what am I good at? If I don't know what I'm good at, there's a test that you can take to figure out. The test will help you hone in on some of those skills. And then what do I enjoy doing as well? That's the most basic place to start. From there, I would just encourage exploring careers. And you can do that a number of ways. Again, the internet is a great tool for information.
Sure.
Many videos on YouTube, if there's a career that interests you, looking up interviews of someone, ask, well, what does it require to become this profession or that profession? What degree might I need? What skills, what certification might I need? But the basic thing of just asking, what are my skills? What do I enjoy doing? And going from there. And it's not that question has to be a definite answer. And that's one thing that we tell our students in high school. You don't have to know exactly what you want to do. This is the time to explore. But exploration is going to start with, what are your skills and what do you enjoy?
So, and here's something else I just kind of want to throw out there. How about mentorship?
That's
finding
right.
a mentor.
Yep.
How big a part of that for high school students would you say finding a suitable career would be?
That's right. So having a mentor is definitely going to be helpful. There are mentors that they can find at their school, counselors that they can speak to. Sometimes students may not feel comfortable speaking with a counselor. So it could be just speaking to someone that you know who's older, maybe has a career, and just asking some questions. They can serve as like a first mentor. I think if a student has an idea of what they want to do, They could do some job shadowing for someone in that career that they may know, or reaching out to a company and saying, hey, I would like to, you know, come in and do job shadowing, and kind of receiving some mentorship that way. But the most basic place to find a mentor would be at the school, a career counselor, or sometimes even a guidance counselor is that very, very first kind of mentor. Parents can also serve as a mentor, or just someone who's older or in college, who the student feels comfortable with, they can seek out. But sometimes career counseling can be an expensive thing to have.
That can be, yeah. So absolutely.
So definitely being thoughtful with who's around them, and using really mostly any adult
right.
can help serve as a mentor in one way or the other as they're thinking through what they want to do.
Now, let me just kind of throw this out there as another thing, because you mentioned you have a psychology background
right.
as well. And, you know, one thing that does kind of plague young ones in the here and now, depression, some self-disparity. Sometimes students may think to themselves, well, I'm not good at anything. I don't have any skills. I don't, as someone who works in higher education as well, I don't think that's true. I think everybody has something. But what do you tell that student who may be being down on themselves and thinks, I don't know what I'm good at. I'm not good at anything.
Yes. I would probably start with saying many people, one, you're not alone in feeling that or thinking that, but it isn't true.
Right.
As you said, I echo that there's something that everyone is good at, or this is something that a professor told me from Yale. Everything can be taught. So even if you feel as though I'm not good at anything, you can become good at something. You just need the training. Everyone has to learn. Everything can be taught. Everything can be learned. And so even if you don't feel as though you're good at something, it could just be that you're not aware of it. So don't be discouraged. Know that everyone has had that feeling at some point or another. Don't stay there. There is opportunities, so many great opportunities for you. And if you are open to learning and pursuing just more understanding and knowledge, it's definitely going to help you move from the place that you're in, and definitely that's going to be the biggest help to get out of that situation is moving. You've got to move and just understand that everyone has been where you are. You don't have to stay there. Don't stay there. Let's find the right tools and the right people for you.
And you've been there.
That's right.
You yourself,
right.
You've been there. You literally were in a major that you realized, yeah, this just isn't where I want to be. I want to be here and not there. So changing majors, that really happens. You know, there's always, though, a plan B, C, or D. It might take a while to change the course of the ship, right?
That's right.
But it's very much so possible. So let's say I am thinking of changing my major. What are some of those hard questions, really, that a student's got to ask themselves if they're thinking of doing that? Maybe they've already committed. Maybe they've moved across the country, and now they're in some college or university, you know, 1,000 miles away from home. And they're like, oh, no.
Yes.
What do I do now?
Right. I actually did change majors during undergrad as well.
Okay.
And so I started off psychology major. I was going to go into clinical psychology, but I was told, no, go into psychiatry. You'll make more money. And so I switched from psychology to biology. But then absolutely did not like
being
a biology major.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Ended up switching back.
Okay.
Now, when I made the switch, and this is what I'm getting to, if you're in college, especially if you're receiving a scholarship, I just stopped going to my biology classes and spent more time in the psychology lab. Now, I didn't understand at that point that my scholarship had a credit requirement.
Oh.
So if I did not finish my classes,
oh.
I would have lost my scholarship. Now, the good thing is that I figured that out before the end of the year, but I played a lot of catch up.
Oh, wow.
So the first question would be, understand what are your financial, as far as your finances, if you're receiving a scholarship, what is the obligation? Must you stay in this particular school? Do you have to keep a particular degree? So before you're making any changes, if you make a change, how does that affect you financially as a student? If you're almost done your degree, and to switch degrees would now cost a whole lot more money than, you know, than you have. You have to consider that. So all in all, the first question is a financial one. What are the requirements for your scholarship if you make this change? If you make this change now, what is that going to mean as far as financial aid? You got to understand that first. Then I would say consider what you're hoping to change your degree to. Is it absolutely necessary? Because sometimes, as you said, sometimes it's just having a degree.
Right.
So, for example, I'll just give an example. If I am a business major and I realize, you know what, I don't like business, I want to do dance.
Okay.
You can complete your business degree. You can take electives for dance and open a dance studio. So you have to kind of be creative
at times.
Because sometimes there can be some overlap. You can continue with your degree. Maybe make what you're interested in. You could make it a minor. You can look for internships in that particular field. So I would say that before making such a serious change, and I would say someone who's thinking about this year, maybe year 3, 4, like they're about to finish, like really consider, is there a way for me to complete this degree and still pursue the career with the degree that I have? Or would I need to have that degree? Absolutely. Then that's something to consider. If a person is in their first or second year, this is the time to make that change.
Right.
A lot of universities will make a student even wait into their first or second year. So it's nothing that is that problematic. I think the biggest issue that a student's going to come up with is the financing. If they're almost done and now they're wanting to change degrees, and if it's going to cost them their scholarship. In that situation, again, I will probably say if you're almost finished, is there a way for you to finish with that degree? And you can probably even apply to graduate schools for that other option with the degree that you have. So there has to be, really it's a question, you're gonna have to speak with a counselor at your university. And so these are some good suggestions, but you gotta have someone actually look at what are your options? And just talk it through with someone so they can give you the best guidance for your specific situation. But I do want to highlight, don't be afraid to make that choice. Don't be afraid to make the choice to change, because that might be the best use of your time and your resources.
So don't be afraid, right?
That's right.
You got to put one foot in front of the other.
That's right.
And you got to feel your heart. You got to do it. You know, talking about it is one thing, but execution, right? That's the next thing, because these are choices you have to live with, you know, and making the right choices, you know, that can help to determine your future and your future happiness too. And you may end up in a job where you never imagined yourself, you know, so the sky really is the limit, you know, when you're talking about careers. But kind of getting back to Lightwork Enterprises for just a minute, you and your husband, you help young adults with career training and their training choices. So talk to me, if I'm someone who wants to start, you know, helping other people with, say, making their academic decisions, and it's not just academic decisions, you're helping, you know, government sector, private sector with Lightworks, various different kinds of training in the academic world. If I want to help people in general, if I want to, you know, start helping train people, what do I need under my belt if I want to start doing what you and your husband are doing?
Yes. So it starts with the right, I think anyone can get started if they're just wanting to help. Anyone who has pursued a career, what they can start with is just their personal experience of exploration, of decision making, of training, just those basic, that basic understanding that they have now that they have a career, because it would have to be someone who has a career. It would be kind of difficult
right,
if you just, don't yet have
yeah,
a career.
Just a little.
So just starting with your own, if you just want to do it, just volunteering your time, I think just your own personal experience is something that is helpful. If you want to go into more professional certification, there actually is certification that you can get to become a counselor, a career counselor for students. There are a lot of books available. We have our own book, The After Graduation Plan. that a person is actually able to use our workbook to walk a student through exploring careers. So we have two books available. We have one that's a student workbook, and then we have an instructor's guide. And so anyone can use our resources, and there's many other resources as well that kind of help students to think through the six career areas that they can choose from, and within those clusters, they branch out to numerous careers that a student can explore. So I would say to someone who wants to help, start with helping and encouraging the student to explore careers. Get some idea of what they might be interested in. Encourage that student to do. To talk with professionals, ask them, what does a day look like in your job, doing some job shadowing. So just kind of thinking through the career readiness, the things that prepare a student is one, career exploration, so knowing what's out there, what they can do. Two, going on job, listening to job talks really helps a student. So a person is able to guide a student to different events or even, you know, to speak with different professionals. That helps a student become career ready. Also doing, again, job shadowing. That also helps a student become, you know, prepared to pursue a career. I think those are three pretty big ones. And then, like, you know, resume, helping a student kind of think about their resume and what training is needed.
I was just about to say, what are some of my life skills? And you mentioned a big one, decision-making capabilities.
That's right.
If you're going to pursue helping older people, younger people with their different careers and their training, then you really want to make sure you're a good decision maker. Any other life skills that you would recommend that a person pick up if they want to get into a similar position as you and your husband?
Yes, I would definitely say communication, and you mentioned that. Communication is a big one. So as far as life skills, decision making, communication, and that's speaking and written communication. Planning is a big one.
Okay.
Planning is a big part of, like, what we do as a business. Again, some of those transferable skills, being able to plan and therefore execute, communication, decision making. Those are pretty major. And then just a lot of training. It's a forever learning type of thing. And especially when it comes to careers, it's forever evolving, especially with technology. So just remaining aware of the changes, especially with our younger generations and how they receive information now is different than the way that we would receive it. And so just being aware of some of those modes, yeah, those probably would be the biggest ones that I would say.
I love that you mentioned technology, because that changes in the drop of a hat.
That's right.
And you and your husband with Lightworks Enterprises, you do use technology training in the academic sense as well. So how do you stay on top of all of those trends? I mean, like you said, this seems to be an ongoing thing.
That's
so
right.
how do you stay on top of it? Are you a superwoman? My gosh.
Well, I someone had said this once, and I think it's true. I don't need to know everything, but the people around me do.
Okay.
And so we have partnered with a lot of people who are in the tech sphere, more than the tech world, and they keep us up to date on what are the most common things. I mean, we do our own research, but having people around you, if you're not tech, you know, in that tech place, there's definitely people you can connect with, and they can keep you up to date. And kind of having them on your team is important. We just added a really important person on our team who is in software development, which is why we actually moved. We've grown from, we'll always be Lightwork Publishing because we'll always be publishers, but we're moving more into the tech area, which is why we've now moved into becoming Lightwork Enterprise. But how we've done it is we do our own research, but having someone who all they focus on what's going on with technology and having them on your team is going to be vital, because there's just so many changes to keep up with.
I love that. Surround yourself.
That's right.
with people that way they're able to specialize in something, and they can bring you up to date, and you them. So it's a nice cyclic cycle that you're kind of pointing out to me here. Sounds like there is some room in this field, you know, that you and your husband have created with Lightworks. There's room to move around the professional training world.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You can come to it from the academic standpoint where you want to help. You can come from it from maybe an IT position where you can help with technology training. What other kinds of spheres would you say that are available in this career field?
Yeah, so in our career field, in our particular one is with career training. We have the tech space because we're developing new technologies. We have the publishing space, so we always, you know, we have writers with us, people who write, content writers. We do a lot on the internet, so we have web developers. With the written, we have an editor as well, so we do a lot of editing. It's a lot. I'm trying to think of a few more here.
Any audio visual?
We do like when we've done some recordings, some video recordings, and so we've had people come and create videos for us. We're doing commercials and things like that. We're doing presentations. We also bring in some people to do some videos as well. We've hired a videographer in the past as well, and so it's really almost endless. I think we don't have to do a lot with culinary arts, but
maybe that's coming. That's right. So if you're listening and you're thinking about professional career training or development, there's many different spheres that you can be connected to help the end goal, which is help young adults and older adults learn new things. And I know that we talked about this a little bit beforehand. Internships, they're always a big thing. And no matter what age you are, no matter where you're coming from, internships, we always want to let students know this. Are there any internships available for students where you and your husband are at with Lightwork Enterprises and publishing?
Yes. So currently, because we are making our shift from doing just publishing, doing our print work, into doing moving more in a tech space, we don't have any internships at the moment. But we do plan on having some, most likely in the coming months. We've got a project we're working on with the National Science Foundation. And Ooh. So as we move forward with that, we definitely will look for interns that they may be research interns. And again, as I said, one thing that I found was that my research skills are just so pivotal.
Okay.
I will have some research internships coming up. We do have one intern who's been working on a project that we just completed, a research intern, and she's loved it. She's done great. So we don't have any right now, but we do have some coming up. And again, we talk about the different spheres that we have. So maybe have some, we definitely need some tech, people involved in technology, computer science, software development, all those internships will be most likely coming up in the near future for us.
IT, journalism and
that's
writing,
right. That's right.
The educational aspect of it. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can move around in a job like this.
That's
so
right.
there's different spheres that you can do. And before we break for today, you mentioned something that intrigued me because I'm hoping that high school students are listening to this because this could be hitting them at a pivotal time when they're ready to graduate. And there you said there are six different
career clusters.
Mm-hmm. There are six different career clusters.
That's right.
What are those six different career clusters that high school student that's beginning to emerge and thinking about college, what are those six different career clusters that they need to be thinking about?
Yeah, so six different career fields, and then I believe there's 12 clusters. And so I'm trying to get them all off the top of my head here. So there's definitely the health science field. So these are your doctors, your nurses, anyone who's interested in health. There's the law enforcement and government. These are police officers and, you know, similar jobs as that. There is teaching and education. So these are our educators.
Sure.
Counselors, I believe, fall like human resources is another field. I'm just going to describe this one. This is more about engineering. So software development, engineering, technology, they're all in one field. Then we have our construction, people who are interested in the construction field.
Trades, okay.
And then I think the last one is it might be communication. So these are, again, if you want to be an editor, a writer, if you want to work for a radio station,
communicators. Right?
So there's six fields, and within those fields are different career clusters that a student is able to explore.
And Shannon, if they want to learn more, can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, so our website right now is www.lightwork, so LightworkPub.com. And so we've got a lot of different resources on there. You can get fill out a form and we'll get back to you, contact page. And any questions at all, interested in internships that we might have coming up, definitely reach out to us. We'd be happy to have you.
I really want to thank my guest right now on Career Explorers, Shannon Collins from Lightwork Publishing, for coming on to Career Explorers. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much again for having me.
I want to have you back again.
Absolutely.
I learned something.
Wonderful.
I want to go back and do it all over again.
That's right.
But you know what? I love what I do and where I'm at and the people that I get to meet and help us along the way and grow our podcast. And speaking of podcasts, I want to thank you for listening to Career Explorers. Please like and subscribe right down there. You know it. It helps us out. Like and subscribe to all of WHFC's official podcasts, HCC 360, Career Explorers, and WHFC Presents. Well, gotta scoot. Until next time, Harford County, stay curious.